MSO News. Connecting the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 5, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. The Danvers Town Manager is set to leave. Brush fire contained in Manchester by the Sea, and Newburyport School Committee members oppose cell phone ban. Sunny today, low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:30 p.m. Back in 60 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hey everybody, Dominic Castro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Summer is over. That's it. We're moving on to the fall. High school sports have started, college sports, and we have you covered. This week on the North Shore Sports Desk, the coach of the defending Division IV boys soccer state champions, Linfield, is on with us. And then we have the sports editor of the Gloucester Daily Times giving us a scoop on what's going on at Cape Ann in the fall. And on the other show, twin brothers and battery mates from Andover, ready to rip it up for another school year. These kids are going places. Thanks for tuning in. MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Michael McHugh is writing in today's Salem News. Lexington Select Board members voted unanimously Wednesday to offer Danvers Town Manager Steve Bartha a position as its town manager, marking the likely conclusion of his 10 years as a Danvers public official. Bartha was one of 24 applicants who sought to fill the Lexington position, vacated Tuesday by Town Manager James Malloy, who retired after 6 years in the role. Bartha has served as town manager for a decade in Danvers, taking over the position after former town manager Wayne Marquis retired in 2014. Bartha is quoted as saying, "The feedback that I've received from my select board members and department heads was good luck, but not too much, because they did not want me to leave Danvers. This is both exciting and bittersweet because this is the first time in 10 years I've even thought about going through a process like this." Before Lexington's official decision, Danvers Select Board Chair David A. Mills told the Salem News, "This is my 12th year on the Select Board, and in that time, the most important vote I ever made was for Steve Bartha to be the town manager. He has been a superb manager, and I would love to have him stay on." Steve Hagen writing in the Gloucester Times, firefighters were back on the scene Wednesday of a 2-acre brush fire in Manchester by the Sea near the Beverly Town Line that was first reported Tuesday afternoon. Firefighters from several different fire departments responded to a report around 4:11 p.m. Tuesday that there was a confirmed brush fire in the West Woods off Walker Road. Preston Place is adjacent to Hart Street and Grapevine Road. The site of the fire is near the Great Hill and Wyman Hill conservation areas. Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Sergeant Ryan Machane aided in locating the fire using the police department's drone unit. Machane serves during the night shift and as the department's accreditation manager. The fire had taken place over a 2-acre parcel off Preston Place. No injuries were reported. In Newburyport, Jim Sullivan's reporting that a citizen-driven effort to ban cell phones from public schools may have a tough time getting past the school committee after two of the 7 board members came out against the proposal this week. School committee member Brian Callahan is quoted as saying, "I will die on this hill. If you don't want your kid to be able to use a phone, don't give your kid a phone. It's 100% in every parent's hands." During this school year, students will by and large not be able to bring their cell phones into class with them. As of now, if an elementary or middle school student is caught with a phone, their teacher will hold on to it. The child's parent or guardian will then need to come in and discuss the matter with the administration. High school students can use their cell phones during lunch, as well as in between classes, but they need to check them into holding pouches affixed to each classroom. And Paul Halloran's writing on itemlive.com, Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson's office will again host Linside Out, a festival geared toward connecting residents with city departments and providing information on upcoming initiatives and city services. The event will take place at Frederick Douglass Park in Central Square, this Saturday, September 7, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., city departments and other agencies will be represented, including the mayor's office. EDIC Lynn, the City Clerk's Office, Community Development, Inspectional Services, Parking, Public Health, Planning, the City Council, DPW, Fire Police, and Lynn Public Schools, among others. There will be free food from Lynn businesses, including Tempanada's Shoreline Grill, Golden Monkey Cafe, Phoenix Lounge, Fauci's Pizza, and Mino's Roast Beef, along with family-friendly activities, including music, face painting, and a bounce house. In sports, the Red Sox are back at 500. The Mets 8, Red Sox 3 last night. They're off tonight. Boston returns to Fenway tomorrow night versus the Chicago White Sox. And the Salem News is reporting that in girls' soccer, Salem 4, Winthrop 1, 2 goals from Sydney Agnew and 5 saves from goalkeeper Kate Hempner helped the Witches win their first Northeastern Conference match in 5 seasons. Sam Agnew and Jackie Fritz also came up with goals for Salem, with Deborah Cornell and Agnew adding assists. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.